Actually, approach the end of 2025, we'll soon be welcoming 2026. So, the big question is, what can we expect in the brand new year? In this video, I'll be sharing 3 type of properties that I would personally avoid in 2026. Well, these are purely my own views. You don't have to agree with them, but they are based on what I'm feeling on the ground right now. Without further ado, let's dive in. The first type of property I will avoid is small one-bedroom apartments. Why leh? Very simple. The target market for one-bedroom units is extremely narrow, mainly singles, couples, to investors. While these units are popular with investors because of their smaller overall price quantum, they usually come with a much higher price per square feet compared to larger units. In recent years, the landscape has changed significantly. Since HDB now allows singles to buy BTO flat directly from HDB, many budget-conscious singles will naturally choose this option instead. BTO flats are far more affordable and very often a sure win once they enter the resale market. 2x, 3x, bo meng tui. To put things into perspective, a typical 2-room HDB flat in a non-mature estate may cost around 200,000, whereas a 1-bedroom private condominium can easily cost 1 million or even more. That's 5 times the price. On top of that, investors in the resale market are often reluctant to buy resale 1-bedroom unit. Why leh? Very simple. Well, have you heard of this popular hypothesis? Why let the first owner make money? That is why many prefer to buy newer one instead, hoping to capture the upside themselves when it's time for them to sell. So irony, right? That is why this cycle repeats again and again. That's why one-bedroom apartments are easy to enter but extremely difficult to exit. If you don't believe me, just browse through popular property portal. There are thousands of one-bedroom units for sale at any given point of time. The outlook can be quite bleak unless you are prepared to cut price aggressively. The second category I will avoid is overpriced landed properties. Yes, you hear me correctly. In recent years, we have seen many landed homes transacting at record-breaking prices. Yes, I understand. They are newer, beautiful design and often come fully fitted with lifts, solar panel and add-on. But when you break it down on a price per square foot basis, many of these properties are way ahead of the resale market. Sure, there's always a premium for something new and well renovated, but the real question is that premium worth paying for it? Some inter-terrace houses are now being sold at record prices close to semi-detached homes. Personally, I find that difficult to justify. If you think it's worth it, by all means, please go ahead. But for me, I don't like to be that carrot. When this home eventually hit the resale market, it becomes very challenging to convince the next buyer to pay inter-terrace prices when they could easily buy a semi-detached home with a larger land size for the same amount of money. And in landed properties, land size matter. I sold many landed homes in my 16 years career, and I know firsthand how buyers think. The third type of property I will avoid in 2026 are retail properties. If you haven't noticed yet, the retail sector is facing significant headwind. Many F&B businesses are shutting down due to high rents and rising operation costs, making it increasingly unsustainable. At the same time, businesses across the causeway are booming, with the liberalisation of private hire vehicle between Singapore and Johor, and eventually the RTS at the end of 2026. This trend will likely accelerate. It's now very easy for Singaporeans to say, let's celebrate mommy's birthday in Johor, plus a staycation there. Lai liao. Once they got hooked, they will keep coming back. This shift will gradually hollow out Singapore retail scene. HDB shophouse also come with a decaying lease, which is a serious long-term concern. Rental rates are softening and vacancy rates are rising. It doesn't justify paying extra cash just to top up the mortgage every month. As for private properties, I mentioned before that recent price increase are not sustainable. Thankfully, MAS has tightened regulation on family office and strengthening anti-money laundering enforcement, which has reduced speculative and questionable inflows. However, if you are talking about more operators under risk on large retail players, well, it's business as usual. In fact, rental rate in prime mall are still climbing, with new players entering the market in droves. To sum up, these are the 3 types of properties I will avoid in 2026. Well, this list isn't exhaustive, but it reflects my current views. If you are considering exiting some of your investment property, I believe it's still a good time to cash out. Take some profit and move on. But please, price to sell. Ultimately, it all depends on how you interpret the market. For some, 2026 will be a year of opportunity. For others, it will be a year that calls for cautious. There are no right or wrong. The choice is ultimately yours.